Hey, welcome to episode 89 of the Infamous Podcast, and the Santa Claus. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm not even starting over.
No.
Yeah, that's a flub. Yeah. All right, why don't you do this one?
Oh, you want me to say, welcome to the Infamous Podcast, the Santa Clarita Diet?
Yeah.
Do I need a mint?
I don't think I can say Santa Clarita Diet on a, like, consistent basis.
Like, you just did it, but you had to go Santa Clarita Diet.
Santa Clarita Diet.
Like, you couldn't just, like, throw it out, like, Santa Clarita Diet?
No, apparently not. All right, so this week, obviously, we're talking about the Netflix original Santa Clarita Diet.
Yep.
And Johnny texted me earlier today saying that this was going to be a short one.
It's going to be a short one.
All right. So I watched this the day it came out.
Yeah.
And when I say I watched this the day it came out, I literally watched all 10 episodes the day it came out because they were so short.
I'm sorry.
And I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the pilot. I think it got a little murky in the middle. And I enjoyed the end. And so just because this has been out for...
Not that there's really an end, but...
Over a month.
Yeah.
There will be spoilers.
Right.
But to get started, if you don't know and you haven't watched, it's about a married couple, Sheila and Joel, and they're real estate agents in Santa Clarita, California. And then it says here, their lives take a dark turn after Sheila goes through a transformation, becoming a zombie who feeds on human flesh.
But not a zombie.
No, it's a... Well, and zombie. We learn it's Serbian, Slovakian...
I think it was Serbian.
Serbian. There's a Serbian virus, I guess, that she somehow contracted. The little like pellet thing that she threw up. And
did she throw up a red ball?
All right. So this stars Timothy Oliphant, who's also the executive producer, Drew Barrymore, Liv Hewson, and Skylar. Gisondo. So
yeah,
what the hell was that?
That was your printer.
It wasn't, because nothing's lit up. It's turned off. Anyway,
it was totally making a noise.
I don't know, something in here, like there's a ghost in the machine. It's the robots uprising to take us. Save me. So they're the regulars. And
down with the humans.
I really enjoyed all four of these people. The kid Skylar. Gisondo. He plays Eric Bemis. He is the kid. He's the older brother from the Vacation kind of the Ed Helms one.
Mm-hmm.
Who I loved him in that because he was just the super sweet kid, and his brother kept picking on him and everything. And there was the point where he realized that he could fight back and that he was bigger, and the little guy could do nothing to stop him.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed that part. I liked him in this a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like he did a good bit of scene stealing, especially when he was in some of the scenes.
The daughter.
Yeah. And so Liv Hewson, she played Abby Hammond, who is Sheila and Joel's daughter. Did you read Lock and Key yet?
No, I haven't read it yet.
So in Lock and Key, the Joe Hill comic from IDW, Kinsey, the one character, she takes out like her sadness and her fear.
Okay.
Right? And so she loses like all her inhibition.
Right.
And Liv's character kind of goes through an arc like that.
Yeah.
Which I loved to see.
Right.
And she was so great, especially in the second or third episode with the flash grenade and the gas mask.
The tear gas and the gas mask.
So I guess off the top, what didn't you like?
I didn't like that Eric was a comic book nerd, and that's who they had to go to get the whole find out about a zombie thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really like Drew Barrymore.
Okay.
Yeah. She's good in most things, but it just wasn't, like, didn't feel right for her.
Okay. You said it reminded you in the text that you sent that it reminded you of some like Happy Madison roles that she
said that she should have been playing the Happy Madison. Oh, okay. Kind
misunderstood.
Of funny.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like it wasn't, she wasn't funny Like she has been in like Wedding Singer and 51st Dates.
Right.
Like she's funny.
Oh,
in those movies. She's hilarious in those movies. And it was like, you know, if you're playing this up as a comedy, then play it up as a comedy. They were, it felt like it was trying to be too funny. Okay. And it wasn't funny enough.
Okay.
There was parts where I was like, haha, that's funny. But there was parts where I was like, was that supposed to be funny?
Okay.
And I was like, you know, you can't, you don't have to be, I think in my head I was thinking you don't have to be quirky for quirky's sake.
Right.
And that seems like that's what they were doing at times. And I was like, you know, And sure. Totally, I think that Liv Hewson stole the show.
Yeah.
And that, so, I mean, Oliphant, he was funny too.
Now, and I felt like this was a little bit of a different role for him. Because he's been goofy in the
he's
past.
He's been goofy in the past, but, like, but not like this.
He was the straight man. He was not the... He was definitely not Raylan Givens, for
right.
sure.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Like that's what you know, you associate
well,
him
and
with
now,
more
like,
than
you know,
anything.
You go with, from Deadwood but, to
and
to
there's
that,
a
to,
small
like, I am
complaint.
Number four.
Right,
and,
yeah. But, well, I'm like, there's just a small complaint for me is, you know, as funny as they were trying to be at points... I'm like, why wasn't there a Scream joke in there? Because they both were in Scream movies.
Oh, my God, I forgot.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, you couldn't, you could
like
have just done something.
In the storage unit, there's Scream Mash just
been
hanging on the wall.
Just something, yeah. And I'm like, you know, you didn't even like throw a Scream joke in there, and they both were in Scream movies.
Yeah, I forgot
so
about that.
So I was
that.
Disappointed about that, because I'm like, you could have just done something and like went, ha-ha, hey, you know?
Yeah.
A Scream mask in the storage unit would
have
been
that's
like,
what I said. Yeah, just have the Scream mask just hanging there in the background. Yeah.
Or if somebody would have just said, what's your favorite movie? You know, that would have been like, you know, the thing.
At the comic convention, the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So the pilot was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as pilots go, you know, I never judge a series by its pilot because sometimes they're great and then.
Yeah.
The rest of it falls off the rails. Sometimes they're awful, and then they fix everything that was wrong in the second and third, and they kind of move on. I really enjoyed the pilot of this a lot.
Right.
And, you know, it's Nathan Fillion was in it.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
He was really funny. He was kind of I don't know if you're watching Modern Family.
No.
So he's on Modern Family currently.
Oh, is he?
And he's a weatherman. And it was kind of like that character, but like as a dick.
Okay.
Instead of that character as just this dumb, really caring guy who loves the weather. But they're realtors, and he was trying to get with Drew Barrymore. And it's like, I didn't understand why he was trying so hard to get with Drew Barrymore. You know, because
trying to get her accounts.
Yeah, but she looked kind of frumpy, you know.
Yeah,
in this one, it's for me the one thing was her hair. Like,
well,
that pulled me out of a lot of scenes.
Played it that way because you know they're real estate agents,
right?
They you know are just living by the seat of their pants with the selling houses and that. It doesn't sound like they're really good real estate agents. So it's like, and he's like not at a good point in his life. Timothy Oliphant,
right.
Like, I mean, his top of his life was high school.
Yeah.
Like he was the sports guy and all that.
Prom
and it's
king.
Like, yeah, now he's a real estate agent. And it's like, you know, just weird. The weirdness of them living between two cops was like,
well,
one
and
of
two
things.
Very different cops.
Two very different like, cops from two different,
two different
forces. Yeah.
So on the one, well, before we talk about the cops, the scene where she first like throws up, right?
Oh yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah,
because they're showing this house. She just it's
out of
this
nowhere,
massive amount of vomit just out of nowhere.
Yeah,
and then she's like, "No, I'll be all right. I'm gonna go into the bathroom." And then he's taking them for a tour of the rest of the house, and you just hear,
"Yeah," like the entire time it's like she's like throwing up,
and he goes up there, and like the bathroom is covered, with just everything.
Well, it looked like the hive nest from Aliens or something.
Yeah,
like it was so covered, like with goop in that, and it was
and
like.
Then there was
the
little red ball that looked like a tiny little brain on the floor.
Yep.
And she was dead, and like he's hugging her and everything, and then she's like,
all of a sudden she's like, she wakes up, and it's like,
and I think a lot of shows would have gone through a lot more of the episode,
yeah,
and that would have been the end of the pilot,
right.
this was just the beginning of the pilot.
Sure.
The end is when, you know, again, spoilers, when she eats Nathan Fillion.
I seen that coming.
And,
I mean,
well,
you know.
Yeah, you did. And like, he's
there was
he's
a lot of that. I seen yeah. that coming yeah. in this, where it's like, but you know, you could have made that a little less yeah. obvious.
But he comes to her house and he's yeah. pushing up against her and pushing oh, up yeah, against yeah. her. And then,
because there was the whole thing where she went to the club and, yeah. like, yeah, she's literally like, she dies, and when she comes back, she's lost all inhibition.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, you know, going to the club with the girls that
she's
never would have went
all
with,
the time,
yeah,
but she never did before.
And,
yeah,
you know, yeah, it was one of those things where it's like the pilot. Yeah, it was like,
but when he puts the two fingers in her mouth, you're like, okay,
yeah,
she's eating.
It's
him.
Like, you're done, so, buddy. like, sorry, but you're gonna get eight.
Yeah, it was so funny. But no, so back to the cops though. You have Ricardo
Chavera.
Thank you. As Dan Palmer, and he's a sheriff's deputy. And then you have Richard T. Jones as Rick, who's a Santa Monica police officer.
Yeah.
And they couldn't be more different.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
The one is, you know, I mean, you know.
Well, the sheriff's department has
look.
A reputation.
Right.
Santa Monica police have a reputation. Yeah.
The Santa Monica police aren't allowed to do yeah. car chases.
It's oil and water.
Yeah, they make a whole bunch of money, and they don't do a lot yep. of police work, according to, you know,
yeah.
the other character. And then the other character is, you know, hey, don't plant any evidence. Don't, yeah. you know, don't do this. Don't do that. And it was just so funny. And then the way they interacted with Joel and Sheila.
Yeah.
You know, because Rick was all, or Dan was all, you know, oh, what are you doing back there? I noticed you had your light on. What are you doing in the backyard in the middle of the night? Like, not
because
being,
they're cleaning blood up.
Yeah,
and,
but not being like a cop, just right. being a dick. And then,
well, he's,
you know,
he's the nosy OCD neighbor.
He's Gladys.
Yeah.
From I Love Lucy, right?
Yeah.
And then Richard T. Jones' character is like smoking pot with Timothy Olyphant.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It was just so funny.
Supposed to be watching his kid, and he's in the garage smoking pot with Dan. His kids. Yeah. He's got the baby monitor with him. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, this is really messed up.
So that was funny. With Eric and Liv, when they find Dan's like secret stash,
yeah,
and like there's cash, there's drugs, there's all sorts of like illegal weapons and
yep.
stuff like that. It was like, okay, no wonder he's so
yeah,
you know,
yeah. It's like he's paranoid as hell.
But yeah, it's just
yeah, it's just one of those things where, you know, there's funny moments, but on a whole, I don't feel like it was a funny show.
No. You know, I think it was, it's, I mean, it's classified as a horror comedy, with horror first.
Well, and the only, like, reason that it's horror is because there's blood. There's lots of blood.
But the blood kind of thins out throughout as the
as
series
toward
goes
the
on.
End,
like,
because the story thinned out toward the
it's
end.
It's definitely much more graphic at the beginning.
Right.
I think
the store's tote full of blood.
Yeah.
And the best part, like, that was, the first two episodes probably were the funniest to me.
Yeah.
And their conversation about not finding the lid for the tote that all the pieces of blood or the blood and all mm-hmm. the pieces of Nathan
yeah.
Fillion are in. The conversation of, you know, well, fine, you know,
why
next time I'll find the lid to
yeah.
the tote. And
why isn't the lid with
yeah,
the tote?
Yeah, yeah, it's like, yeah, well, I'm sorry I couldn't find the lid to the tote. And then parking so far away from the hole yeah. that they dug, and it was like, what?
What's
but
wrong
the conversation
with
that they have when they're dragging the tote yeah. is like, yeah, that's funny.
It's
that's,
every married couple's
that's
conversation.
That's good, funny stuff.
So,
it's like, yeah. you know, why'd you have to eat him?
Yeah, why did you have to eat him? Yeah, no, it was good. It was funny, and you know, I liked their relationship.
Yeah,
and I liked the kind of the arc that their relationship goes through, because he is the nicest man on the planet.
Oh yeah.
But there's a darkness in there that, like, hopefully if there's a season two, they'll explore. But I mean, he's just like, you can't kill people. Okay, you have to kill people, and I see that, and I love
yeah.
you, and we're gonna do this together.
Right.
And he's so unqualified.
Well, and then like the yeah. whole part where he's standing out there and the two cops are arguing with each other, like then he's between them and he looks at her and goes, why did we move in between yeah. two cops?
Why couldn't we live between two pastry chefs?
Yeah, exactly.
That was such a funny
line.
It's
like, that's like, yeah, you'd be really fat.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I was thinking too. All right, so it's 10 episodes. They're all a half hour.
Yeah, it goes by fast, but like I said, the comedy goes down as it the story goes further on.
I think when they get to the point where they're really going and like looking for bad people, right? Yeah, that's where you kind of lose the comedy aspect of it for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because what was it? Loki, the drug dealer, yeah, the big black guy who she
inadvertently... Well, it was the whole thing where, you know, him finding Nathan Fillion's finger.
Dan finds Nathan Fillion's finger
in the backyard and starts blackmailing them. And everybody he's setting them up to kill that he's making look like bad guys are not bad guys.
Which we don't know that.
Yeah, we start finding it out like when she goes to kill the second guy, because they go to kill Loki, and it's one of the funnier scenes of the, you know, this isn't going to work.
No.
It's not going to work. I mean, the guy's like...
He's gigantic.
Yeah, and he's like, huge. You know, and it's like, so...
And he's like... She bites him. Right. She inadvertently creates another zombie.
So she creates another zombie. But when she goes to kill the second guy that Dan sets them up with, mm-hmm, and tells him that he's like a child trafficker and all that stuff, and she comes up to kill him and finds out that he's not a child trafficker. He's the man that Dan's wife is cheating on him with.
Right.
And it's like, wait a minute. So was Loki really bad?
It was Ryan Hansen from Veronica Mars and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, he's been in a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
And, you know, Dan's wife is Mary Elizabeth Ellis, who you may remember from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay.
She's the waitress. Who Charlie Day's character is in love with. She hasn't been on the show in a long time.
That, so.
She's actually married to Charlie Day in real life.
Oh, okay.
She is hilarious. She shows up on things here and there. She was on a show, I think it was called Perfect Couples, with Olivia Munn.
Oh, really?
And that one dude who ruins everything.
Okay.
But
was that the one where...
it was the three couples and... Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Are you thinking of Happy Endings? With Damon Wayans Jr.
No, I was thinking of the one with Olivia Munn where the friend was trying to help the lesbian get pregnant. And was no, it wasn't. That was Kelly Brock. Never mind.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. But so she was funny in that. And like, she's got this great, like, just sarcastic, cynical, like, you know, delivery.
Yeah. I mean, the comedy actors were spot on. It's just the story just kind of just. Yeah. Tapered off. It's like they had a good idea.
It tapers, but I think it comes back too, because when Dan dies and Natalie Morales shows up, she was his partner, and she's all hitting on
Dan's wife,
on Lisa, Dan's wife.
Yeah,
and that stuff was hilarious.
That was funny, but it was like just the whole thing of like, you know, it seemed like they had a good idea, but they didn't know how to finish it.
Sure,
out felt like it to me, because I'm like, the ending was like, that's it.
Well. Again, like
just
a
little bit more.
They left, like, I feel like the Netflix shows don't normally do this, right?
Yeah.
They left a lot on the table.
Yeah, they did.
Like, they just left a lot of story.
And I'm like, you don't even know if you're going to get a second season.
Yeah.
I don't assume that you're going to get a second season.
I know it did well, like, especially in that first weekend.
Right.
I think the reviews are mixed, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, we definitely have differing opinions about it. I rewatched it, and I enjoyed it just as much as I did the first time. But I do think you're right, like, you know, making Eric the comic book guy, right? Like, oh well,
just
he
like,
only knows about this
everybody
because
knows
he's a
about
comic
zombies.
Book guy. The comic book store scenes were really funny.
Yeah.
The guy 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That was like, fun. I mean,
no
one would ever go into that store again because, you know, you can't open a book and have 30 seconds to decide if you're going to buy something that you've never read before. But when she takes him down,
what I'm saying. Like,
that was
a
laugh out loud.
She stole
moment.
The show. Like, even toward the end when that wasn't as funny to me, she steals the show in like one of the funniest scenes in the whole thing, where they're testing a drug and she takes it, and they're like, they tell her beforehand that you might have like seizures and stuff like that.
Right.
So she starts doing it, and
she's
like, "Oh no, wait! I'm just kidding."
But she does
it
like
three or four times, and like the last time, you're really like, "Oh wow, she's really." And then she's like, "No, I'm good.
It's all right."
And I was like, "Okay, she stole the whole show."
But she just
me.
Takes and sticks the needle in herself too, which was the best thing. The other thing is with Loki, right? He's this big, burly drug dealer who loves his snake more than anything in the world. And then once he gets turned, you know, you lose all your inhibitions.
It flips.
And so they're like afraid he's going to be like just a murderer.
Yeah,
like,
just
killing.
Destroying everything.
And they find him at a coffee house playing acoustic guitar with a scarf and, like, you know.
I've already made a CD.
He has an album. And, like, the...
Singing Moonshadow?
Yeah. That what he said? Yeah. The relationship that he and Sheila start to build.
Yeah.
I feel like they didn't go far enough.
Right. That
with,
should have been more of the story.
Shouldn't have been like, it wasn't sexual in any way. And it shouldn't, it was good that it wasn't, because it let Joel like feel really inadequate. Like,
right.
I thought there was going to be a point where Timothy Olyphant was like, hey, why don't you just bite me so we can go through this together? And it would have been interesting to see her reaction, because at that point, like, the zombification was kind of starting to stick.
Yeah, the toe
and, like,
fell
her
off.
Her toe fell off in the bath. And, you know, there was that. I think we're remiss in not mentioning Tom Lennon as the principal.
Yeah.
And his grandma, who's the Serbian, you know, their Serbian guru, essentially. He was great as the principal.
Yeah.
He's because, you know, they're like, don't you say it one more time. And he's like, she'll be suspended. And like, you know, Drew Barrymore wanted to eat him so so bad.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, and you recognize the comedy people when it's like,
yeah,
you know, you're like, yeah, they're funny in that they deliver their lines perfectly fine, but it just the story wasn't.
Yeah.
The story was shaky.
Yeah.
Is the way it felt.
There are high points.
Yeah.
And there are low points.
Right.
And there's nothing in between.
Right. Yeah, it's literally like you're just like, okay, I didn't have to watch this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's only 10.
Yeah.
Like I said. But like.
And there's probably, for me, there was probably 4 that I really liked.
Okay.
Yeah. The other ones I was just like, oh, I have to get through this to watch the next one. And
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And I think another issue was the end. The last 2 episodes when Portia de Rossi showed up.
Yeah. Who was unrecognizable, really.
Yeah, it took me a second.
Yeah, I was like, who is that? And then I'm like, oh.
But she's had a lot of, like, stuff done, I think.
Right,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, she had that short hair, which is fine. I mean, she's still very attractive, don't get me wrong. But no, the whole thing about finding out that the one guy's a fraud.
Yeah.
And then they miraculously find this doctor.
Right.
And then... she can be there, but, like, you know, it's, I don't know. It was too much.
Right.
Whereas it would have been more believable that the comic book convention guy had written a book that was inadvertently true.
Right.
Like, I think that would have been the better part of it.
Yeah.
Because, like, wait a second, I'm right.
Like, wait a minute.
Because
this is for real?
Nobody's going to believe him anyway.
Right.
Or he could have, like, kidnapped Drew Barrymore at the end.
Right.
And, like, you know, gone off that way instead of her being locked in the basement.
The whole conspiracy theorist thing where the conspiracy theorists make up stuff and then, like, all of a sudden it's a real thing would have been more interesting and funny, I think.
Right.
And you know, like I said, they were doing things that were just quirky for quirky's sake.
Yeah.
A dark comedy is what this turned into, not a horror comedy.
Sure.
And that, to me, it was like, you know, it just got dark.
It got kind of mean at the end, too. Yeah. Like, I think Liv got a little meaner as it went on.
Well, sure, yeah.
Or Abby, not Liv. Sorry,
yeah,
Liv
well,
is the actress's name. But,
same actress, character.
Abby got meaner as it went on, and then she kind of, like, became better.
Yeah.
The relationship with Abby and Eric was interesting, because he loves her.
Right.
Just flat out is in love. And I think she's getting there.
Yeah.
You know, but I also think she used him a lot.
Well, sure.
As an outlet.
She knows that he likes her, so she's taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I don't know. What would you give it as a, you know, on a scale of 1 to 5?
I mean, I would tell people if you like that kind of comedy, to watch it, you know. And I know there's people that I, you know, talk to outside of this podcast that do like it.
Wait, you talk to people?
Yeah, well, you know.
I think if you like Tim Olyphant,
you're gonna like his parts of it. Yeah, he's
sure.
fun. He was fun. Like I said, I don't think Drew Barrymore took it to the level she could have to make it funnier.
Do you think because it was on Netflix, she was kind of like, I'm just gonna show up?
She executive produces it, and, you know, it's like just do what you got to for the paycheck.
Yeah.
That's kind of what that performance felt like.
Okay. Because I felt like
Portia de Rossi's really did, too. I mean,
oh, Portia de Rossi was just there for the paycheck, for sure.
Yeah. But, it's like you could have just brought a cardboard mannequin in, and yeah, it's like a mannequin with that funny hair on it would have been fine. Yeah. And she was just too dry.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, she could have been a little funnier. And
I would have liked for her to be more like Gene Wilder in Young Frankenstein.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, like she could have been the quirky they needed, and she wasn't quirky. Because
she
at
can
all.
Pull that off. I mean, she is hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, she was in Arrested Development. She was one of the funnier things in Arrested Development.
She was funny on Ally McBeal as the mean girl.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I never watched Ally McBeal. You give people crap for watching Glee, and you watched Ally McBeal.
No. I didn't watch a lot of Ally
Whatever.
McBeal,
you watched anyway. It.
Every once in a while.
Guilty.
Daryl's dead to me. What can I say?
Guilty.
Anywho. It's just one of those things where, like, you're right. She should have been, like, quirkier and less rigid and uptight.
Yeah.
I also think it should have been they shouldn't have had that arbitrary timeline. Like, well, we only have like a half hour or whatever it was at the end. Like, I think that kind of
that
could have
been
a
45-minute episode or whatever.
Yeah.
And that a little bit more explanation of what's going on would have been good.
Yeah. Like, where are there others? Like
why does she have the virus all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Did she get scratched? Did she get bit? Was there somebody else?
Well, and she talked about like she ate oysters somewhere and it's like, was it food poisoning or, what was it? Because we never learned what was causing the virus in Serbia.
Right.
And so, yeah.
We'll save that for the third season.
See, and so that to me is like the kind of storytelling that we don't normally get from Netflix. We get that, hey, we're going to put it all out there.
Right.
We're going to tell the best story that we can. And the most complete story that we can,
right?
In the limited amount of time that we have.
Do you think that maybe this was meant to be like an FX show and FX didn't pick it up?
I don't know.
And
this doesn't seem like
Netflix.
This
did.
Doesn't seem like an FX show, though.
Well, I mean, it's because of It's Always Sunny and stuff like that. It's like, you know, that kind of
maybe
makes me think. And with Timothy Olyphant having a tie to FX,
yeah, but
for
like,
so long,
yeah, with Drew Barrymore,
did he try and sell it?
Maybe
to and it's like maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was just them trying to sell a show and it didn't sell. So
it doesn't.
Some
say
of those
anything.
You don't find out about because they don't want it to be known. But you know,
it doesn't say anything on the Wikipedia page about like that. But who knows?
It's Wikipedia. I could write that in there and say that, and it would be like, that's biblical.
Oh, another funny scene near the beginning was when they were in the morgue.
Yeah.
And they were trying to buy a body.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How much is that going to be?
$5,000 cash.
Yeah.
Well, what can I get for another $400?
Yeah.
And it's just a rancid
just
foot.
A foot.
Just a foot.
Just a foot. And she bites into it and it's like, yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, that's not gonna
that don't even look good. I mean
I will say watching her eat like the raw food
was
way worse than watching her eat the people.
Yeah.
Just for me, it was like when she bent into that raw like chicken leg, I was like, ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. I was like, she came up with the best idea of how to eat people by making them into slushies.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's genius. I'm like, that's what I would do.
Just
it's
walk
like,
around with
a
person smoothie.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's the greatest idea ever.
It's people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Subway sandwiches.
Zombies eat flesh.
No. Remember, did you read the article?
Oh, that's right. The chicken is only like 20% chicken.
And nobody made a meme going, Subway is people.
I'm sure somebody did. I am sure someone did. All right. Well, just to kind of close out, I definitely enjoyed this. I really liked all the
did you want
characters.
Like a grade? You want me to give
it
a grade?
Yeah. Out of five, what would you give it?
Out of five?
Yeah. Or you want to do 10? We normally do 10, don't we?
Yeah.
So out of 10, what would you give it?
A low 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go, I'd give it a 7, solid 7.
Yeah.
On rewatching, it was still just as funny.
Yeah.
The parts that were funny, it was still just as
confounding,
the parts that were confounding. Now, if there's a season 2, will you watch?
Just to see where the story's going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just give it a few episodes and see if or not.
If it pulls me in.
All right.
Episode one and two pulled me in, really. Yeah. But like it was like at a certain point in episode four, I think, was where I was like,
The farting sex tourist was the name of that episode.
This isn't as funny as it seems like it was.
Like I told you, I watched the whole thing
at once
and pretty much just sitting overnight.
I watched the first two episodes and then a day later I watched everything else.
And the part of it was there was like kind of nothing else when it came out. Right. There just wasn't anything.
Well, and that's the thing is like this is where you can tell that there was something wrong. I watched the first two episodes one day and was like looking forward to watching the rest of it.
Yeah.
And then I got into the fourth episode on the next day that I started watching it, which was like a day later.
Right.
And I was just like, oh, I got to finish this.
Yeah. Oh, we're talking about this this week.
Yeah. It's like, it's one of those where you're like, oh, I got to finish this.
See, where's like the OA?
Yeah.
It's like the exact opposite, right? I watched the first two episodes. Like, I almost texted you and said, I can't get through this. And like, not because like, I don't know, it was just so heavy.
Yeah.
But then once I got to that third episode, because, you know, I give everything.
Well, sure. Yeah. Three, yeah.
I was like, I was all in, and third episode, I watched the rest.
If you're like, you know. If you're not into that kind of, I guess, mystic type of stuff, because it's a mystic type show.
I went back recently and just watched the season one finale.
Yeah,
man, that is such a good episode.
Right, and that's what I'm like. You know,
whereas like I with think this like one,
if the OA would have continued, the first episode would have continued the way it was going.
Mm-hmm.
Before she starts telling the story,
right?
If it would have just been her reacclimating, I probably wouldn't have watched it.
It probably wouldn't have been as good.
As soon as she starts telling the story, it's like, and that's the thing with this is like when she throws up, and then it's like, you know, it gets to the end and she takes out that first guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, where's this going?
Right.
I'm like, I'm really like, I was laughing because there was a lot of funny stuff, and it's like getting to the second episode and there's a lot of funny stuff in it,
right?
And then the third episode's not as funny.
Right.
And then the fourth episode, I'm just like, oh. I'm like, oh, it's starting to hurt.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, the fourth episode
there's parts
was
of episodes where I'm like, that was great.
Yeah. I mean, because like, the fourth one is where she makes the smoothies for the first time, and she's power walking with the girls.
Oh, yeah, and I'm like, you know.
That whole thing is hilarious.
But when that was like the opening of the episode, and then it like went somewhere that I didn't.
Well, because then it goes to Loki.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're getting the,
you know.
Yeah.
I think I probably would have wanted him to stick around a little longer.
I would have liked to have seen more of him.
Like that guy always, that guy plays badasses and bad guys and stuff like that. And it's like for him to be doing a comic role was like, you know, one of those things where I'm like, yeah, I would have liked to seen him stick around a little longer.
Yeah. Cause he was in, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
Right.
He was in Your Highness, which I love that movie.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done. He was in Independence Day Resurgence. He was in Game of Thrones. He was the dude with the big axe on where are the Red Viper's from.
Oh, not
Dothrak.
Martells.
Not
Braavos.
Wow, I'm having a total
which family?
He's with the Martells.
Oh, on the island.
Yeah, at Sunspear and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway.
But he shows up in a lot of stuff, and you're always like, well, he's a, you know, either a bad guy or a badass.
Yeah.
And it's like, for him to play a ha-ha role, it was like, okay, he could have stuck around a little longer.
Well, he was in Dread, that's right. He was the paramedic in Dread.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, they had a lot of characters playing different kind of, or a lot of actors playing different kind of roles that we're not used to necessarily seeing them in, which was good.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're right. They tried to do things for the sake of doing certain things.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a whole, I enjoyed it definitely. And I think from your rating, even though you give it a lower six, you enjoyed it. And
I wouldn't tell people not to watch it.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, just be ready because it's either going to be really funny to you or it's going to be a complete disappointment.
I think the way I've presented this is, how dark do you like your comedy? Because if you like a comedy that's like, you know, if Arrested Development is your bag, you're probably going to like this. If you like It's Always Sunny or Man Seeking Woman, those kind of things, you're the worst. You know, again, all FX shows, right? If you skew to towards that like darker, meaner comedy, yeah, you're gonna like this show,
right? And that's why I think they tried to get it on FX because those shows do sway that way,
yeah.
It's an interesting this wasn't Death to Smoochie, which is like worst dark comedy I've ever seen. This was no way in that, but it wasn't like, you know, don't play it as one thing and then it's going to turn into another thing.
Right.
And that's where I was like, you know, my brain was going, don't be quirky for quirky's sake.
Right.
And that's what it felt like they were doing.
Okay.
I'm like, you can be funny without being quirky.
Right.
And Drew Barrymore can be funny.
Yeah.
Without being quirky. And I'm like, where is the happy Madison Drew Barrymore? It's like, you know, do you need Adam Sandler to be that funny?
I sure hope not.
And it's like, if you do, I haven't seen the third one they did together.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know the name of it. But I know they did a third one. But I
never saw 50 First Dates.
50 First Dates was fun.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm like. She could have played that type of role and it would have been like, oh, okay, you're funny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely find her funny. Like, I like Drew Barrymore as an actress. Sure, yeah. I think she's beautiful. I think she was phoning it in, talented.
Is what it kind of felt like.
Yeah, I think I definitely felt that.
You feel that, yeah.
And, you know, I think Timothy Oliphant, like, fully committed.
He was on his game, yeah.
And you know, again, coming off of some of the things that he's done recently, it was so good to see.
Well, just the whole thing where it's like, you know, the pot smoking and that, and it's like, you know, that was a running joke, and I'm like, that was one of the funnier things in the show.
I think something that would have been funny to do is, like, it was his character from Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah.
But, like, after leaving the force, and, like, you know, that kind of could have been a funny thing.
Because,
you know, he was so fish out of water with Delroy Lindo.
Right.
And, you know, it's just because he's a fish out of water in life.
Oh, yeah, so, sure.
The scene with him and the drug dealer, you do have to admit, was pretty great.
Yeah.
Out there in the pool. Just smoking, and the guy's like, how do I get in? How do I get this? And he's like, well, you're the quarterback, then you're the prom king, then you marry the prom queen.
Yeah.
You know, I did music for a while. I was an okay guitarist. Then I got into improv. My object work wasn't good. It was like,
rattling stuff on.
But like the things that he tried, it's like, okay.
Yeah, he's one of those guys where, like I said, the high point of his life was high school.
Yeah.
And when he graduated high school, it's like, well, what do I do now?
Yeah, what now?
Yeah.
So, all right. I think we've talked about this enough, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. All right, so as you guys know, we have a Patreon page, infamouspodcast.com. Infamouspodcast.com, you can go find it. It's patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We're on most social networks, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram are our main ones. It's just Infamous Podcast. We're really easy to find. Again, there's links from our website to everything.
Yeah.
I'm Brian Tudor. Most social networks you can find me, I'm Brian Tudor.
I'm Johnny Podorf, and you can find me pretty much the same thing.
All right. New episodes every Friday. Don't forget about that. If you like what you hear, like, definitely go give us a 5-star review on iTunes to help us move up in the rankings, because we love doing this and we want to make sure we're doing what you guys like to hear. All right. Any last words?
That's pretty much it.
All right. Later.
Later.